Now back to the Tribune's Rick Pearson. It's the Sunday Spin on 720 WGN.
Good Sunday morning and welcome to the second hour of your Sunday Spin for this October 30th, 2016. My good friends at the Literacy Volunteers of Illinois, it's time once again for their 13th annual Scrabble for Literacy Challenge. That'll be held on next Sunday, November 6th, and that's at Grossinger Honda at 6600 Northwestern Avenue. It's a kind of a fun thing. There's prizes. There's just for fun games. There's where you can play by any rules that you want. That's normally the way I play when I get there. And there's also a professional Scrabble tournament that's for rated Scrabble players. So I'd encourage you to go out there, and it all starts at 1 o'clock next Sunday, and that's the Scrabble for Literacy Challenge that benefits the Literacy Volunteers of Illinois. You can find out more information about that, and you can also register. You can go to lvillinois.org for more information on that. Last week, late night host Jimmy Kimmel, he hosted President Obama on his show. And one of the more interesting things that Kimmel does is this kind of shtick called mean tweets, where he has people read mean tweets about themselves. Well, he asked President Obama to read some mean tweets about President Obama.
Barack Obama dances like how his jeans look. You know, this jeans thing, this is so old. This was years ago. Come on. My mom bought new conditioner, and it sucks. It isn't even conditioning my hair. I blame Obama. Barack Obama. Bro, do you even lift? Well, I lifted the ban on Cuban cigars. That's worth something. Barack Obama is the Barack Obama is the Sharknado of presidents. Loud, stupid, and overhyped. Hashtag Sharknado 4. President Obama will go down as perhaps the worst president in the history of the United States! Exclamation point. At real Donald Trump. Well, at real Donald Trump, at least I will go down as a president.
That's mean tweets from President Obama on the Jimmy Kimmel show last week. Well, joining me now on the program by phone is Kent Redfield. Kent's a good friend of mine, and he's emeritus professor at the University of Illinois at Springfield and a specialist on the issue of campaign finance in Illinois. Kent, thanks so much for joining me this morning.
Oh, good to be here.
As I was speaking to Amanda Vinicky in the last segment of the show, just the amazing amount of money that's being poured into these legislative campaigns. And as I also said, Pat Brady, I think the former state Republican chairman, said that perhaps the most viewed TV personality in Illinois right now has to be Michael J. Madigan.
Certainly, yeah. We're running these hyper-expensive races really throughout the state, the Republican theme is it's all Madigan's fault, and if you're voting for a Democrat, you're voting for Speaker Madigan. So we have pretty much unlimited money certainly on the Republican side. The Democrats are matching it. We're going to spend $50-60 million on legislative races, twice what we spent 2 years ago.
You know, I remember back in, it was the mid-80s, and it was one of the first stories I wrote for the Chicago Tribune, and it was about the Illinois State Senate race up in Rockford, which had exceeded $300,000.
Yes, that just seems almost quaint. I mean, 2 years ago, we had a $2.3 million House race down in southern Illinois, and right now, we probably are going to have at least 10 House races that are going to break that record, and, four $3 million House races, four $4 million House races. The Senate will easily have three $4 million House race or Senate races, break the old record, could be even, even more. So it's just, and if you live in one of these districts, then it's constant TV, it's constant direct mail pieces. I mean, it is, we think we're lucky because we're not getting the presidential election, but if you're living in one of these legislative districts that's targeted, you don't miss the presidential election at all. You're really getting hammered.
And it's and you don't want to go out to the mailbox because there's seven mail pieces a day. You don't want to pick up the phone because that's going to be the robocalls, and you don't want to watch the TV.
No, it's just, we're getting, we're getting a comptroller's race that's going to be a $9 million race. That'll be probably be three times what we've ever spent on a comptroller's race. And so it's the only game in town, but it just is, shows you how much money is flowing around. I mean, and a lot of it is, $60 million is coming basically from Bruce Rauner and then Ken Griffin, the richest man in Illinois, and Richard Euland. Those three individuals are have funded about $60 million since January of 2015, and certainly 4 years ago, big labor in that $117 million House governor's race that we had, big labor was spent about $32 million on statewide and legislative elections, and they're certainly going to spend at least that much this time around. So we really are awash with money.
We're speaking with Kent Redfield, Emeritus Professor at the University of Illinois at Springfield. I'm Rick Pearson. This is the Sunday Spin. Welcome back to the Sunday Spin. I'm Rick Pearson of the Chicago Tribune here in the Allstate Showcase Studio in Tribune Tower on Michigan Avenue in downtown Chicago. And joining me on the phone is Kent Redfield, Emeritus Professor of Political Science at the University of Illinois at Springfield, an expert on Illinois campaign finance. And we're talking about the torrent of money in Illinois' political races. And as Kent said, you don't need to have necessarily a competitive presidential race in Illinois if you're living in one of these contested Illinois House or Illinois Senate districts. But Kent, you kind of before the break touched on the point about the donors, and when you look at the donors to Republican Comptroller Leslie Munger, who's being challenged by Democrat Chicago City Clerk Susana Mendoza, and this is through October 22nd, but all the money in that race, Munger has raised $8.6 million from the start of the year to October 22nd. And of that $8.6 million, there are just a few sources. Ken Griffin, $5 million. Richard Uihlein, $2 million. Citizens for Rauner, the governor's campaign fund, $1 million. $120,000 from the Illinois Republican Party, and $260,000, that's a loan from her husband. So all other sources out of $8.6 million is $267,000.
Well, and that, we do have contribution limits in Illinois, but the reality is when you get a contested race, you're almost always going to have independent expenditures or self-funding, which happened in this case. And so a $260,000 loan, family loan from the candidate's husband took the caps off, and then, you have this money coming in from really the same three people or the same sources that are funding the Republican side in the legislative races. Now, $3 million of that then got transferred to the state Republican Party or to Representative Duncan, who's the leader of the House Republicans. So you're moving money into that campaign, and then you're moving it, into legislative races. The Democrats on the other side have to deal in smaller numbers because generally they're dealing with caps. And so they've aggregated a lot of contributions from labor unions to go to different political committees. Now, in a lot of House races and Senate races, including the race where the Republican leader, Representative Durkin, doesn't have an opponent, we have independent expenditures that have made the caps come off. And so, you've got these huge amounts of money that are coming in, basically unlimited. And then, all of these races start to look like, Speaker Madigan versus Governor Rauner, rather than a contest over who's representing a district in Southern Illinois.
Well, and there's always that question about saturation, and we'll get to that in a moment. But when you ask the Republicans about taking these huge contributions, primarily being supplied by the governor's office, by the governor himself. I'm sorry, not the governor's office, but the governor's campaign political fund. But they say, well, that's just to counter all of the money that the Democrats have routinely gotten from labor unions and trial attorneys, their usual sources. That this is an equalizer.
Well, there's, in some sense, there is parity. This is more parity. In fact, in some cases, the Republicans are outspending the Democrats. Historically, the Democrats have had an advantage in terms of money. But, again, if I'm sitting in a Southern Illinois district, I'm represented by a Democrat, and I'm looking at a campaign that says, you're being represented by a wholly owned subsidiary of the speaker. Why don't you make a change and elect a representative who's a wholly owned subsidiary of the governor? I don't know that does much for the democratic process or for, feelings among citizens that the political system is about them and their local issues. So, I think this amount of money being concentrated on both sides, has some really unfortunate impacts, both on making policy, because then it becomes a gridlock when you get to Springfield, and we certainly should not treat John Cullerton, the Senate Democratic president, as kind of the third wheel in terms of this. The Democrats control two chambers, and those two caucuses are quite independent from each other.
Is there a point where is there a saturation point, and have we hit that, do you think?
Oh, I think that's certainly the case. We're starting, if you think of a House district, in the primary in the spring, the fifth House district, Representative Duncan, $5 million on a primary race. This more money was spent in that race with about 100,000, 110,000 people than was spent countywide in Cook County in a three-way Democratic race for the state's attorney's the state's attorney's office, which was, three million people in Cook County, $5 million, 110 million people in that one House district, $5 million. I mean, that's crazy. You just can't consume that much television, that many mailers. It doesn't speak to local representation and local control.
That's Kent Redfield. He's Emeritus Professor at the University of Illinois at Springfield, my good friend. Thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Oh, certainly. Anytime.
We'll be back with more right after this.